Oh dear, music for sailors here on XFM.
That's brilliant stuff, though, isn't it? The Raconteurs with Steady As She Goes. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM for the next 2 hours, 55 minutes. We've got amazing stuff in the show today, Joe Cornish.
Do we?
Yeah, it's extraordinary.
What?
We've got the best prizes we've ever given away.
Really?
Yeah, look at them.
Where are they?
A Sony PSP.
Wow, that's good.
And five Loco Roco goodie belts.
Yeah, Loco Roco is a PSP game with little coloured blobs.
Right.
What, like, go around and collect things?
And here's the prize that I think is better than that. Two pairs of tickets to the Ben and Jerry's Sunday, spelt like a ice cream sundae, on either Saturday the 29th or, you know, and there's going to be music from Badly Drawn Boy.
Well, why didn't you say or Sunday the 30th?
Because I got bored.
On Clapham Common?
Of the dates.
That's good. What is that? A giant bucket of ice cream?
Yeah, it'll be...
That everyone swims in.
Exactly. You'll be sliding around on ice cream on Clapham Common.
That's brilliant.
With live music from Badly Drawn Boy, Jose Gonzalez, Echo and the Bunnymen, The Wonder Stuff, and more.
Wow.
That's amazing. So we're giving that stuff away if you win one of our competitions this afternoon. We're going to have a celebrity regression therapy competition in a bit. Some text competitions. Plus, the usual mix of lively topical chit-chat and controversial opinions from Joe.
Really? That's news to me. But listeners, don't forget that the last hour of the show between noon and one is composed entirely of your requests. You can kind of control the playlist. So it's never too early to get your requests in to 83XFM by text or via email to adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk, and the phone number for the competitions is 0871 222 1049. You'll have to have that standing by if you want to win the PSP or the PSP goodie bags.
And of course, we've got great music to play throughout the show apart from that, and here's some of it. This is the Arctic Monkeys. There they go. That's the Killers with All These Things That I've Done. And before that, of course, you heard Mardi Bum by the Arctic Monkeys. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM.
Hello. Now, regular listeners might know that Adam and I are slightly obsessed with the idea that culture is running out of words, right?
Yeah.
Not smiley culture. He'll never run out of words.
No.
But, you know, pop culture, they're running out of things to call things that haven't been used before, right?
Yeah.
Band names are running out.
That's
product
true.
Names are running out. Movie names are running out. Like, movie names have to be really long now. Harry Potter and the Easter Egg of Doom.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean and the Curse of the Whatnot.
The Big Jest of the
Colons.
Nazis. Yeah.
Semicolons. So anyway, I've got some more evidence to support this theory in the field of product names. First of all, the Nintendo Wii.
What's that?
Well, Nintendo are bringing out a new console this Christmas.
Yeah.
It's kind of got a new type of controller that is like a wand,
mm-hmm.
and it's movement sensitive, and you wave it around.
Yeah.
So in a fishing game, you can use it like a rod.
That's a good idea.
In a conducting game, you can use it like a baton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just let your mind wander with that for a bit.
Yeah.
Especially on the Japanese market. But anyway, they've decided to call it the Wii, spelt W-I-I, because the two I's represent two people playing.
Right.
And Wii sounds like us play together.
Yeah.
Also sounds like having a Wii, obviously.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Mainly to me, it sounds like having a Wii.
Was greeted by derision in video game circles in the UK. How can they call it Wii? They might as well call it another word for Wii, which would be more, reflect more badly on the console.
Well, the PS-poo.
But Nintendo say that once people get over the initial shock of it being called Wii, people will come to accept it. You know, you only giggle about that for like 20 minutes.
I don't know, man. I can giggle for quite a while about that.
I think they might have a point. I think it's effective because you remember it because it's shocking.
Yeah.
And then you get over it.
Well,
and there you go. They've got into your head.
That kind of marketing arrogance. People just sort of thinking, if we shove something crap out there for long enough, people will eventually get used to it.
Nintendo are nice.
Yeah.
They're all cuddly. Equally nice are Sony, of course, because we're giving away the PSP. We can't show any bias. But I think it's a clever tactic, and it's a way of kind of using ruder words, you know, words that wouldn't have previously been used, to make up for this shortfall in words.
Okay, yeah.
So along these lines, I've noticed, and you might notice this if you're around London today, there's a new reinforced fruity drink.
Uh-huh.
It's got, like, protein. I don't know, it might not have protein, but, you know, it's got, like, a good stuff. What's good? I don't even know what's good.
You calcium? Know,
like, yeah, calcium, exactly that. It's got as much calcium as milk, but it's a fruity drink.
Yeah.
And it's called AIDS.
How's it spelled?
A-D-E-Z. It's probably pronounced Adairs, but it reads A-D-E-Z, AIDS. Yeah, that's not too abstract a reading of that spelling.
No, is there an accent over the E?
Nope.
No accent.
It's just a big glass of AIDS.
See, if I was a big glass of AIDS.
Yeah, which are you feeling down? I'll get you a glass of AIDS.
Why not have a nice, better. Nice bit of AIDS?
What are they playing at? They can't call a drink AIDS. Adairs AIDS.
No, that's insanity.
And it's all over the buses all over London.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, in a week or something, you saw the same ad and there was an accent there.
So it was definitely Adairs.
Adairs.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. I'd say, look, okay, you can call your drink AIDS if you want, but let's just avoid it a little bit. Let's move it away from the catastrophic condition by putting an accent on it.
Maybe it's the same technique, though. You know, a shocking word.
Well, you know, there used to be a slimming pill that you could take called AIDS, and that was pronounced. It was A-Y-D-E-S, I seem to remember, something like that. Or even A-Y-D-S. And the advert and everything just sort of said, take AIDS. And it was around the time that the AIDS crisis began in the UK, or people were aware of it anyway. So it was a kind of a horrible irony that they were slimming pills and they were called AIDS, you know, so they had to remove them eventually.
Well, I just think it's very surprising that they'd call a drink that. Keep a lookout for it if you're around town today. And, you know, maybe someone could try some. Maybe someone's got some.
Yeah.
Tell us how they're feeling.
Yeah.
After having some.
Some delicious, yeah.
That's it. That's the theory.
Wow. Well, I think that's true. If anyone else has noticed anything similar, then do give us a shout. You can always email us, adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk, or text us, 83XFM. We'd love to hear your new names, new theories.
Yeah, it's competition time coming up in a second. It's celebrity regression.
Yeah, exactly.
The number's going to be 0871-222-1049. So stay tuned.
We're going to play some music, and then some ads, and then some more music, and then come back with competition. But right now, here's a free play. Joe's going to introduce this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is... where's the box? What have you done with the box? Yeah, this is called Didn't I? It's by a guy called Durando. He's a kind of singer, you know?
Really?
He was around in San Francisco in the early 70s. Are we going to do adverts after this?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, there we go. That's all I'm going to tell you. But this is really nice. It's called Didn't I?
Oh, no, 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 you're so cold. Oh, no, 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 no. Wee, wee, wee. No, no, no. Wee, wee. No, 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 you're so cold. That's my impression of the Strokes.
I thought that was still the record.
No. Yeah, you see,
that was amazing.
It was seamless. And you thought it was still the record. Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Hey.
Did you see that they were showing highlights from Tea in the Park last night on telly? Did anyone watch them? Strokes were playing.
Oh, were they? Were we in? Were we in the picture?
No, no, it was in Scotland.
Oh, Tea in the Park. Sorry, I thought you said the Wireless Festival.
No, I didn't. I said Tea in the Park.
Right, different, words.
Wireless.
Yeah.
Tea in the Park.
So they sound
different. They sound completely different.
Okay, now I understand.
I've got nothing more to say about it, though.
Now, listen, it's
competition time. You could win a DVD or tickets to a show. You just never know. So sharpen up your brain and get ready to play.
And it's celebrity regression therapy time.
What are we going to give away? We're not going to give away the PSP. That would be too premature.
Here's what we're going to give away. Now, this might be too obscure for people to enjoy. But anyway, cut a long story short, one of my favourite bands, Tortoise...
Right.
Like one of the ultimate sort of post-rock bands that a lot of XFM listeners...
Is this a prize you've paid for?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Go on, tell us.
That, you know, like a lot of bands are playing their classic album right the way through now.
Yeah, that's the latest thing.
Yeah. So Tortoise's classic album... Do you say Tortoise or Tortoise?
You say Tortoise.
I know, but I'm...
Most people say Tortoise.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. So Tortoise... they're playing their classic album, Millions Now Living Will Never Die, at Coco on Tuesday the 25th of July. And I bought 4 tickets just on spec because I thought, I'm going to go and see that because that'll be amazing. Millions Now Living Will Never Die. That's like one of the most influential albums of the last 10 years or something. And I'm just going to buy 3 extra tickets as well. I'll find some mates, you know, they'll be like gold dirt. I won't be able to give these things away. What? What am I talking about? No, I will be able to give them away. Anyway, I forgot that I wasn't even going to be around. I'm going to visit my mum on that day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she comes out of
hospital. That's the power of the mum.
Exactly. I've got to be a good son.
Yeah, you've got to be at mum's bedside.
Exactly, on the 25th of July. So
you're going to give them away for the celebrity regression?
I'm going to give them away, all paid for by Adam Buxton from my own
pocket.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Have they got your bank account number on them? Credit card number?
No, I've taken that bit off.
That's a shame.
But 15 quid each they were, so that's a total of £60 I've spent.
That's what you're going to give away all four?
Yeah.
That's like a family outing.
Exactly.
If your little kids are into tortoise.
Oh, it's going to be an amazing evening. Very least, you're going to be able to hang out in Cocoa, which is a lovely venue.
If you've never heard of tortoise, like, we might give away the Ben and Jerry's giant ice cream swimming session.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Alternatively. But now it's time to do celebrity regression. If you're new to our Saturday morning slot and you haven't heard this quiz before, what happens is we regress Adam using a technique patented by... Phil and Fern or Toya Wilcox?
I think Toya Wilcox developed it and Phil and Fern did the final tweaks.
Yeah. This is a, you know, medically, scientifically proven method of mental regression. Adam will go into the mind and movies of a famous film star and he'll wake up, he'll be in a trance state, he'll witness some of the scenes from that film happening around him and he'll describe what he sees. You have to listen carefully and as soon as you can guess the name of the star whose body Adam is inhabiting and the names of the film he's in, call 0871 222 1049 and you could win those tickets. So we ring the regression bell to get the correct New Age atmosphere. Oh, that's nice. So everyone very relaxed. And Adam, take a deep breath. And relax. And drift back, clear your mind. Imagine you're on a desert island in space.
Oh.
And now clear that from your mind. There's nothingness. Complete blankness. And now you're going back. Back. Back into the mind of a Hollywood star. And now wake up and tell us what you see.
Oh. I'm in the great big tent with me dad. It's cold outside. At least I think it's cold. I think it's snow, but it's all just bits floating around. So it could just be atmospheric fluff floating about for no reason, like in King Arthur or Legend. Anyway, me and me dad have gone camping with some mates. I say camping, it's more like a campaign, like a kind of military campaign. But anyway, it's going well, and we're in the tent, and we're having a chat about some stuff that my dad's got, which I want. But he's saying he's not going to give it to me. So I'm thinking about strangling him until he's dead. I mean, you know, it seems a bit much, but I am a bit much. So I think I will strangle him until he's dead, and then I can get the stuff.
There we go. That's film number one. 0871 222 1049, the moment you recognise the film and the star. Let's hear film number two. Ab, wake up. Tell us what you can see.
Oh, I'm in a little room, backstage somewhere. I just done a concert, and it were okay, quite good. But there were a girl I fancied, and I asked her out on stage, and she said no. And I got angry, and now I'm all drunk up, and on drugs too. And I just smashed up the room, and I ripped the basin off the wall, and now I'm having a bit of a cry. And I'll probably tell someone about the basin later, because there's water going everywhere all over the room because of the smashed basin. So I'll need a plumber, you know, but you won't see that. The scene just ends here with me crying on the floor.
Adam's gone back into his trance. Here's the third and final film. Remember, as soon as you know who it is, 0871 222 1049. Ad, wake up, tell us what you can see.
I'm in the little cupboard with me mate. I'm hiding from an alien man. He wants to come in the cupboard, but he can't because we haven't seen him so far. And it's dead exciting. And so if he did come in, it would just be like, oh, there's a crap alien man. And that would be a shame. So we're keeping him outside the cupboard by shoving a knife under the door and waving it about. But the alien man doesn't like it, so he's going. Unfortunately, later on, he comes into the room and you see him and it is a bit crap. But right now, it's all dead exciting.
There we go. Adam's going to remain in his hypnotic trance until somebody calls 0871 222 1049 and rescues him from the nightmare of being trapped inside the mind in the films of a Hollywood star. For God's sake, call now! There we go. That's Primal Scream with Dolls. You join us in the midst of celebrity regression. Adam's been regressed into the mind and films of a Hollywood star. That's the sound of the sound he makes when he has done that. There we go. And we've got a caller on the line who reckons she knows the name of the star in the films. What is she called? Bella?
Yes.
Hello, Bella.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well indeed.
You know, Adam and me are a bit knackered and hungover.
Yeah, you sound it, actually.
How are you feeling?
I'm absolutely knackered and hungover.
Are you? What were you doing to make you knackered and hungover?
There was a friend's birthday last night, but we're going out to a barbecue again. It's sort of elongated birthday party, so...
Elongated? Sounds painful.
It is indeed.
So listen, Adam's in his regress state. Can you hear these little noises? Listen. Do you hear that? Did you hear that one?
I did.
Oh, it's getting a bit fragrant in here. So, what was that? So listen, so what I'd like you to do now is say the name of the star who you think he was regressed into. If you're correct, he'll wake up. If you're wrong, Bella, he will stay in this state forever.
Oh, dear.
Are you
all
okay?
Right, I'll be it then.
Can you carry that responsibility?
I think so. I'll have to. Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, it
fantastic.
Is.
Fantastic.
It was Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Now, can you tell us the films, though, Bella? That's the question.
The first one, Gladiator. Second one, Walk the Line. I didn't hear the clues to the third one because I was on the phone. So.
I got the third one.
Was it Signs?
It was Signs. Absolutely, yeah. The Gladiator was the scene at the beginning, of course, where he gets rid of his dad, Richard Harris, was it?
Someone like that.
Mm. And of course, Walk the Line. He does a he asks the girl out on stage. He asks, what's her name?
I ain't seen it. River Phoenix.
Big Jaw. Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
There you go. Right. And she says no, and he gets depressed. He takes a whole bunch of pills and rips the sink off the wall. Good film, Walk the Line. Much better than I expected.
You spoiled it now. You've ruined it, Adam.
No,
it's given it away.
It's not a pivotal plot point. And of course, Signs, the best scene in Signs. Don't you
I
think?
Like Signs. People reckon Signs is rubbish, but I loved it.
No, Signs is kind of 80% amazing, but then the last 20% is so extraordinarily bad that it sort of undoes
it.
Did you really like it right the way through?
Yeah.
What did you make of Signs, Bella?
I've not watched it.
Have you not? Oh, it's definitely worth a look.
It's good. The conversation dead completely.
No, it's good. But have you seen M. Night Shyamalan's other films?
No.
He did. He's the king of the twist. He's the king of the easily predictable twist. The Village was one of his other ones, Unbreakable, and of course he made his name with The Sixth Sense.
Oh, that one I've seen.
Yeah, that's the one most people have seen.
He's got a new one out.
Has he?
The Lady in the Water.
Has it got a twist in it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a stinker.
He loves to twist.
Apparently, it's going to terminate his career, they say.
No.
Yeah, apparently it's a stinker.
They've said that about the last three ones, haven't they? Anyway, listen, Bella, what would you like prize-wise?
I don't know. What have you got to give me?
Okay, we've got tickets. You don't sound... I mean, this is a bit, prejudicial. You don't sound like a tortoise fan.
I'm not a tortoise. Is it tortoise or tortoise?
Well, that's what I was saying. I usually say tortoise. Joe says tortoise.
Yes, I say tortoise.
Yeah. the alternative is tickets to a kind of very enjoyable sounding festival on Clapham Common.
Oh, yes.
And there's lots of really good bands playing
there. Yeah, Ben and Jerry's Sunday on the 29th or the 30th. Badly Drawn Boy, Jose Gonzalez, Echo and the Bunnymen, the Wonder Stuff.
Oh, good stuff. That sounds cool.
Okay, we'll send you a pair of tickets to that, Bella.
Lovely. Thank you.
Hey,
you
Bella.
You can have another tiring weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate
it. Darlene. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, cheers.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Salem and Joy on XFM. We'll be right back. XFM. I think of the Zootons as being a little bit like the Commitments.
Yeah, from that film, The Commitments.
Yeah, exactly. Like a big band of kind of merry travelling people.
That's a slightly insulting. Who play covers?
Yeah, and they're from they've got funny accents
and they swear a lot. Doesn't The Commitments have the most swearing in any film ever, apart from 5 Million Ways to Die?
Yeah, it is a swearing
something
classic.
Like that, yeah,
definitely. It's one of those films you can enjoyably chop all the swearing together and it'll make a good 5 minute little compilation.
Yeah, funny how everyone's forgotten The Commitments. It was so big at the time, but now no one cares about it.
Oh, it's one of those films that pops up on TV from time to time and it's always enjoyable to see.
Yeah, but so does The Worst Film in the World.
What is The Worst Film in the World?
Well, that's another conversation. Listen,
that was Valerie by the Zootons, incidentally.
Can I talk a little bit more about weird packaging?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're in your kitchen at the moment, you might be able to contribute to this, but I've noticed something weird happening on food design. You know, in the old days, you'd get, say, a tin of... like, for instance, here I've got a tin of Spanish mandarin orange segments.
Wow.
You'd read the label and it would say, remove from can, place in a non-metallic container, keep refrigerated, consume within 24 hours.
Yeah.
Right, utilitarian.
The facts.
Bold, strip down the facts.
Absolutely.
These days, food boxes are getting like magazines. You know, it's like people are writing articles on them. And it, I think, started with innocent smoothies. Basically, what I'm saying is food packaging is getting annoying.
It's getting too much personality.
It's getting personal.
Yeah.
It's getting like magazine articles. Like innocent smoothies. You pick up an innocent smoothie and it says, the perfect smoothie for summer, the season of flip-flops, freckles and rained-off barbecues.
Mm-hmm.
On the front of the label. And there's another, I think maybe it's PJ Smoothies. When you turn it on its side to look at the ingredients and it kind of goes, oops, you've turned me on my side. That means you want to know what's in me. Well, hey, I'm nothing but crushed goodness. And don't doubt it. Like with exclamation marks.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that even Sainsbury's have started doing this on their own brand smoothies.
No.
It used to just have the ingredients and some basic sort of utilitarian lines. Now it's all speech bubbles. And it says, wow, there are approximately 59 of me in this smoothie in a speech bubble coming out of a raspberry.
That's lame.
So it gets worse and worse. Like, there's a, what, have you got that Baxter's label?
Yeah.
On the Baxter's soup label, this is what you get.
Baxter's favourites, French onion soup. And then in quotes on the back, it says, I learned the secret of this full-flavoured classic from Provence. We make it with masses of onions and sherry and cider vinegar. My favourite accompaniments for this soup are a warm fire, a slice of toasted French bread topped with melted Gruyere. Delicious! Signed, Audrey Baxter.
Audrey Baxter. Can that be true?
I mean, that's sort of a more traditional way of doing it, doing the quote from the person like Paul Newman or whoever is doing the source, you know, sort of saying, I like to sometimes get completely off my head on beer and use my special pasta sauce to spread all over my face. What do you like doing with it? You know, that kind of little
Don't you think
it's
going a bit far, though?
I think certainly, yeah. But I mean, that's the beginning of it. And then Innocent and people like that and the Sainsbury's people, they're pushing it into a much creepier area, which is trying to give what they see as being something too impersonal a bit more personality.
Yeah, make it like as if the food is your friend.
Exactly.
Here's the worst one I could find. This is from Goo Chocolate Puds. Do you know Goo?
Oh, yeah.
They're this like kind of expensive pudding you can get in supermarkets.
Looks nice.
They are quite pretty tasty.
Mm.
They come in these massive glass jars that you can wash and use for other things. Store paperclips.
Double prezzy.
But on the back it says, Goo Chocolate Puds. Goo. Chocolate extremists with a good dollop of fun. Call us crazy cheesemongers, but this really works.
What?
We've popped a creamy baked vanilla cheesecake beneath a thick layer of our gooey chalk truffle. With a crumbly biscuit. They've got umlauts on them, all we use. With a crumbly biscuit base. Mmm, yumbalina.
Yumbalina?
Yes.
That's by no means acceptable.
Yumbalina. Serve chilled and goozle. There we go. And then underneath it says, have we met you yet? Why not swing by www.goopuds.com and let us know what you think?
Oh, no.
That's the worst one. If you've got a more annoying bit of blurb on the side of a packet, give us a call, 0871-222-1049. You can read it out to us and we'll give you a prize.
That's an annoying name as well, a goo. Because it's supposed to be like good, isn't it? But it's just like, oh, goo.
Yeah, but it's gooey, like they're gooey puddings.
Right, right. But I'm imagining that they're going for good as well.
It's got a touch of the spinal tap, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
With that,
because you know, there's a sandwich manufacturers, and they call themselves Fugo, like because it's food on the go.
Fugo.
Fugo. That makes me feel weak whenever I see that packaging. It's going to be news time very soon, ladies and gentlemen. So stick with us. But first, here's a free play. This is Frank Black. Hey, that's enjoyable, isn't it? That's the Kooks with She Moves in Her Own Way. I've got that album, and it's one of those albums I got.
I've got that album.
I just didn't listen to it.
No,
why? Why did you get it and not listen to it?
I got it. Well, I did.
It's like buying a book and not reading it.
I skimmed through it, but it was one of those albums that I was saying to a friend the other day, you know, I was thinking a good sketch would be, you go and you buy a record, and You put it on, you're really excited about it. You've been told to buy it by the enemy or whoever.
Yeah.
You stick it on and you listen to the first track and it's just a horn going, wop, wop, wop. And then you just put it on to the next track and it's a horn going, wop, wop, wop. And then track three, wop, wop, wop. And it's just like that right the way through the album. Because that's what listening to a lot of albums is like, you know, yes, what I mean? You're all excited.
Well, you're listening to too much horn music.
And then, wop, wop, wop.
I'm concerned that there was twice as much information about Cheryl Tweedy as there was about the Middle East in the news.
It's Hezbollah. I'll tell you why there's a war, because of Hezbollah. All right?
This is Adam's George Bush impression.
It's not very good, is it?
It isn't. They should launch Cheryl Tweedy into the Middle East.
Yeah.
She'd soon get them all just polishing their nails and doing their hair.
She sounded pretty angry. She sounded angrier than George Bush about the whole wedding planner situation, didn't she?
I didn't listen.
She said, you know, I mean, you hire the wedding planners, you pay them all the money, and then they really don't do very much at all. You end up having to do most of the work.
That makes me angry.
She was livid.
So listen, is it text competition time?
I think we should have a text competition, yes. And this week I was thinking about petty crime, Joe Cornish.
Now, well, you were always thinking about petty crime, aren't you?
That's true. Do you think,
Fingers Buxton?
Do you think of me as a bit of a crim?
No.
No, okay, good, good. Because, you know, I've done a bit of theft in my time.
We're not talking about real theft, right?
No, absolutely
we're not.
Because we strayed into
talking about kind of childhood petty theft, right?
Yeah, these are crimes that you commit sort of on a kind of instinctive basis.
Yeah, and we don't condone it. In fact, if you enter this text competition, we might pass your details on to the coppers.
Yeah, exactly. We certainly don't want to hear about any kind of stealing from people's houses or anything like that. We're just talking about low-level criminal activity.
Hit us with your story, Adam.
Well, my introduction to the shady world of crime came when I suppose I must have been about four or five. This is one of my formative memories.
Right.
Earliest memories that I've got stashed away in my brainium. And we were at the corner shop. This is in the days when my ma and pa used to smoke.
I know the corner
cigs.
Shop.
Yeah. So we lived in Earl's Court and we were at the corner shop. My dad was buying some cigs. And I know that I was incredibly young because the only shelf I could see was the absolute bottom shelf. I couldn't see anything above that. And that's where all the sweeties were. And someone had knocked a packet of Wrigley Spearmint gum off the shelf and it was just lying on the floor.
Calling your name.
Yeah, and I was the only one down there at that level. And I was looking at it, I was thinking, free gum, it's not on the shelf. And I remember very clearly the logic process that I used to lie to myself to justify this theft, because even at that stage I knew that it would be stealing. But I remember thinking, it's fallen off the shelf. They don't want it anymore. It's broken. And they can't sell that.
Yeah, the floor is no man's land.
Yeah.
Isn't that actually legally true? I think that anything on any floor anywhere is anybody.
Yeah.
If it's on a shelf, it's different. It belongs to the owner. But
the
floors are free. They're like beaches.
Yeah.
You know, and the sea.
That's
anyone
what Ronnie Biggs
them.
Said in his defence, I believe.
Is it?
It was on the floor.
The gold fell on the floor.
Well, you look, what's the problem? I don't understand the problem. It was on the floor. So, anyway, cut a long story short, I shoved the wriggles in my pockles and got home and went into my room. And, you know, and I was fairly brazen about it because I didn't believe I'd committed a massive crime. But my dad...
Even though you had.
Even though I had. I've done a bit of stealing of wriggles. Mm. And my dad found me happily chomping some wriggles.
Tricky to get rid of the evidence, right?
Yeah.
Chew it. You shouldn't swallow it either because it just comes out the other end exactly the same.
Exactly.
And the police can forensic it.
Yeah. And he said, where did you get this gum? I didn't buy you any chewing gum. You're not allowed gum. And I said, it was in the... I got it in... It was on the floor. It was broken. And he said, you've just stolen something. This is stealing, Adam. You stole this. You didn't pay for it. We could go to prison. If the police found out, you could go to prison.
There are kids in prison for stealing gum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, they come out and
there's a Wrigley's prison.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they're all messed up when they come out. And apparently, yeah, it's awful in the Wrigley's prison. There's gum everywhere.
There is gum everywhere.
Anyway, so I was very freaked out. And to make his point even more forcefully, my dad burnt the gum.
Well, your dad always does weird things at the end. Why did he burn the gum? Gum's not even flammable, is it?
Well, exactly. It took ages. All the gum kind of... I sat there.
Why don't you it's like a sort of a hellfire response, isn't it? It's like he's a Baptist minister.
That's right.
You shall not chew the gum. Watch it burn, my thieving friend. And then consider whether you'd like some more Wrigley's. Watch the gum melt and the foil fail to burn, and then consider
if, and that's what it was like. The foil wouldn't, it just, the foil just went all charcoaly, and the gum just kind of melted and gummed
up. It
had
a kind of barbecue flavour. It was even nicer.
It smelt minty.
Did it?
It still smelled minty.
Minty flames.
Yeah. And the minty flames went on for ages.
Mint flavoured flames.
Double any other length of gum, I would say, if it was burned. Anyway, so I'm curious to know if anybody else has.
So this is kind of like the most pathetic thing you've ever stolen.
Yeah, pathetic.
Is it, or is it like the thing you stole as a child that made you understand that stealing was wrong? Because I stole a Batcopter.
Did you?
Yeah, from a little shop in a place called Bampton in Devon.
Batcopter's bigger than Wriggles, come
on. It wasn't that, well, yeah, it wasn't that big a Batcopter.
How old were you?
About 7, 8. And I nicked it successfully, got out of the shop, went to play with it, but it wasn't enjoyable playing with it.
No.
It was miserable.
It's a dirty copter.
I felt I'd betrayed Batman as well.
Yeah.
You know? Because he stands for truth and justice and stuff.
Exactly.
And I was a thief, so I stamped on it.
Did you crush
yeah,
the copter?
I stamped on it.
Wow.
Because it was so unenjoyable playing with it, I destroyed it.
That's what crime is like, folks, you know? It's no fun.
Unless you're, if you don't feel that guilt, then you it might be a good idea to make a career of it.
Yeah.
But if you do feel that guilt, it's probably not for
but
you.
But if you don't feel that guilt, you know, that's you're going to end up in prison picking up soap, you know.
Yeah. So there we go. Call us with your most... Don't call. Well, you could call us if your story is really good. Oh, text us. It's a text competition. 83XFM. Text us with your most feeble theft. And we'll give a prize to the most feeble. The PSP is still up for grabs. A Sony PSP. Plus, we've got four special game packs of this game, Loco Roco. That's a really good new game for the PSP, and it's got a copy of the game and a really nice Loco Roco t-shirt. We've got four of those to give away, so get text in.
We've also got tickets to the fantastic video extravaganza that is Antenna at the NFT. Antenna is taking place on the 20th of this month. And
that's next Thursday, right?
That's right, yeah. A one-off special show dedicated to the art of the performance video.
At the NFT, is this?
Yeah, the NFT. It's always an amazing night. And I highly recommend it if you've never been before. But if you have, of course, you'll know that it's a peach and you'll want some free tickets. We've got them to give away. But let's play some music right now. This is Editors with Blood. Ooh.
Yeah, if you're not awake after that monstrous rock workout, then you're dead.
Boy Kill Boy with Civil Sin. Before that, you heard Editors with Blood. This is XFM, London's 104.9. This is Adam and Joe in control of the good ship XFM. And our show here on a Saturday morning is officially the most successful radio show of all time.
Is that true?
No.
Oh.
But my mum thinks so.
Really?
Yeah. So there you go. That's something.
That is something. We're here for another hour and 35 minutes. Don't forget, in the final hour of the show, between noon and one, we take your requests. Every record we play is a request. So do text or email adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk or text 83XFM with your requests. And it's time to continue our text competition. We've been talking about pathetic thefts.
Mm.
The most feeble things you've ever stolen. It's mostly childhood thefts. And we've had an enormous outpouring of guilt. Of a confessional outpouring from our listeners. We remind you again, we're in no way condoning or encouraging theft.
And we don't want to hear from any creeps who've kind of nicked bikes or broken into houses.
No. We want the most pathetic theft. And here's a good one. Adam and Joe, I once stole a cricket magazine from an Age Concern jumble sale. The thing is, it was a really old one and I don't even like cricket. I think it was a spur of the moment craziness and I did get a buzz. That's the bit I like best. A old cricket magazine from an Age Concern jumble sale.
Yeah.
That is a pathetic theft, because that's got no material value, really, has it? They should almost pay you for getting rid of it.
And then he didn't. He didn't even read the mag.
He says, I feel better now. I've shared it from all those years ago. And that's from Dave H. in sunny Sydenham. Hello, Dave. Thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dave. And did you have any other little encounters with theft along the way, Joe?
What, me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, a lot. When you were slightly more. I used to... in fact, there's some I can't even say.
Really, because they're ongoing cases.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you one thing I used to do, right, which was pretty rotten, and I always felt a bit bad about it, was, again, when my ma used to smoke cigs, she would send me, like, she would stop the car when we were driving home from school, and I would just jump out and buy... She'd give me, like, some money to buy cigs for her. And then sometimes, you know, using the change, I would just load up on penny chews.
Yeah.
Mojos, and Mojos are the only ones I remember. And, you know, I'd only buy, like, 10 or something, or 6 or something, just with the change. And then I'd give her back the wrong change or whatever. But I felt so bad about it. And I'd go back and I remember just sitting in the garden chowing down on the chews.
Mm.
And she never really found out about it. Maybe I should tell her.
Here's one from Anna in Lewisham. When I was about 5 or 6, we were doing some cutting and sticking in school and we had some sequins. I thought they were amazing. So I shoved a handful into my pocket so I could take them home. The next day, out of pure coincidence, a policeman came in to give an assembly. He had handcuffs on his belt. I was sure he'd come to arrest me.
Wow.
For the sequins, that is possible, because sequins are valuable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sequins, they cost about 30 quid a sequin.
Well, if they're gold sequins.
Yeah.
Certainly, they're very valuable.
I'm now 20, and the memory still scares me.
What was the last thing you stole then, Joe?
The last thing I stole? I would have to think about that.
Do you know what I used to do?
What?
This is pretty bad, actually. I used to I used to copy cassettes, like copy albums onto cassette. Like if a friend bought an album, I would make a copy of it on cassette. So that's crime number one, right?
Yeah.
Piracy.
Yeah.
Because I'm a pirate. And then, I'm like a pirate. And then after that, to try and make myself feel as if I actually had the real album, I would go into a record store and I would steal the inlay cover from the album, you know?
Yes, I know.
Like, I would pretend to be just, like, checking out the credits of who was on the album, and then I would buy something else, but I wouldn't put the inlay back in the sleeve. I would just secrete it in my own shirt or whatever, and out of the store I would go, always thinking, actually, no, I wouldn't even secrete it. I'd just have it in my hand. The logic being, at any point, if the store detective said to me, excuse me, what's that in your hand? Is that the cover of Thomas Dolby's The Golden Age of Wireless? What are you doing with it? And I would say, so I was just looking at the credits of the Dolby album, and
You forgot.
Exactly. So I was never busted for it, but I felt bad about it.
Here's a good one from Alan from Rochester. I stole some WH Smith ink cartridges by accident. How can you steal something by accident?
Yeah, that's insane.
Anyway, so I stole some WH Smith ink cartridges and then sneaked them back in an hour later to pay for them because he felt so guilty.
That's good.
That's quite good. So you actually had to sneak them back in.
Yeah. I'm interested to hear the consequences of these criminal actions as well. Let's keep those texts coming in. Time for more music right now. This is another free play. And this is the Police, who I don't believe get played nearly enough on national radio. And this is da-do-do-do-da-da-da. After that, adverts and some more music. We'll be back with your texts very shortly. The sound of shtung. Shtung. And the Police with da do 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 da 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 da. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. Don't forget, from 12 o'clock until 1 o'clock, it's the X-List. We're going to be playing all sorts of XFM classics. So do keep your requests and dedications coming in. You can text us on 83XFM, email us at adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk, or you could even call us 0871 222 1049. We'll be back very soon. XFM.
Very well done, very well done.
Well done, well done. The Stain's massive. You know, they haven't really had that many headlines saying the Stain's massive, have they? That's Hardfi, incidentally, and they come from Stain's.
Right.
And I just thought they would get more stick about being from Stain's, but maybe people have more imagination than I do. I don't know. It's possible. Now, Joe, have we got any more petty crime texts?
We've got lots of petty crime texts, yeah. I've been filtering through them. There are some pretty good ones. Here's a good technique for young kids. When I was a child, I used to wear my wellies to the sweet shop and drop sweets down them. But the flying saucers would get soggy, and stuck to my legs, but I still ate them, says Paul in Richmond. And one of my favourite things, and a theme that seems to be coming through, is people who steal things and then feel incredibly guilty.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, there's someone who I think is anonymous who stole a fiver from his mum.
Right.
Bought an ice cream, had £4 change, felt so guilty that he or she gave the £4 coins to four friends in the woods. And then they all went into separate areas of the woods and buried them.
Wow.
Buried the pound coins.
That's amazing.
That's the lengths that an actual murderer might go to hide a body.
Yeah.
But with coins.
The film could be called The Four Coin Wood Friends.
Could it? No one would go and see it if it was called that.
All right, then. The Four Wood Coin Friends.
How about this? Adam and Joe, I once stole a plastic turd from a joke shop, and a while later, they shut down.
What? Because they went out of business?
Well, possibly. Margins are very tight in...
Were they selling the plastic turds for thousands of pounds or something?
If we basically, our whole business plan relied on us selling the last turd for £5,000, and it's gone.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. There's one, I can't find it now, but there's one, there's a certain type of dad or parent who overreacts to any kind, like your dad burning the gum. Yeah. There's somebody, I've lost the text now, but he did a very petty crime, so his dad took him to prison.
What?
Took him to the police station and made the police stick him in a cell to show him what it's like to be in prison for just stealing some sweets or something. Yeah. I think that's quite common.
That's the kind of thing that sometimes has the reverse effect, though, and they go into prison and they think, hey, this is exciting. And they steal more stuff. No, that's insane. But I guess what I was trying to say is that sometimes those tactics backfire, do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you can build up a certain amount of resentment against your parents, and that makes you reoffend.
Is that what happened to you with the gum?
I think so, because I do have slightly light fingers.
Do you?
Yeah, and I've done a little bit of... criminals in my time, you know.
Okay.
And I sometimes really have to resist the urge. Like, I love, but you're like this as well, Joe. I love free stuff.
Yeah, you know? Free stuff is great.
I love free stuff. And I always want free stuff. And sometimes if the stuff isn't free, then I feel like I have to make it free by nicking it. And like, well, here's one thing that you and I got busted for, man.
Yeah.
Was, do you remember we used to hang out of a summer evening, or, well, I say evening, we spent all day sometimes on the London Underground trying to, as we called it, liberate film posters from the walls.
But that was before they had cameras in the Underground.
Yeah. Now they use much more special glue, and you can't do that. But in the olden days, they used quite rubbish glue, and you could, like, tease a corner of the poster off, and in one swift movement, you could have that poster rolled up and in your pox. You know, and then you'd be out. But then they put cameras in the Underground, and we immediately got busted by a sort of nice cop and a nasty cop. And then they let us off because we were clearly terrified. Although you were a bit cocky with the cops.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to cry because I thought we were going to go to prison.
I do like the feelings of guilt, though. Here's another good one. When I was about 6 or 7, I was in the natural history. What? I was on a natural history school trip in the gift shop. I took a keyring gemstone. I think that's a place where these things often happen, in a museum gift shop.
Uh-huh.
Because they've got some very fancy keyrings in those places.
It's always busy, there's lots of children around, there's
very
a confusion.
Alluring. I took a keyring gemstone. A police car seemed to follow the coach all the way home, and I was so sure they'd come to my house, I forced my parents to take me back the next weekend so I could put it back without anyone knowing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet,
that
isn't
is
it?
Sweet.
Well, listen, we're going to announce the winner of this competition, maybe after the next track.
Yes. But first of all, actually, we should do some ads as well.
Here's okay.
This is just a little short ad break
ad
for
burst, you. Ad burst, good.
Yeah, a little ad burst. Actually, I better just check. Yeah, it's a little short ad burst, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Let's see what you think.
That's Lily Allen with Smile, and somebody texted in earlier and said that if we played that, there'd be trouble.
Oh, come on, it's hard to dislike that song.
It's not my opinion. It's a listener.
What could you possibly have against that song?
There might now be trouble.
Yeah.
It's number one, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's number one, and some people just have an allergic reaction to things that are number one because they're too popular.
That are super successful.
And if you're cool, you don't like popular stuff.
No, that's true.
You just immediately reject it as soon as other people like it.
Yeah. Like, maybe that's what's happening to our podcasts.
Why? What is happening to our podcast?
It's been a little slippage.
Adam's upset, listeners, because we've got podcasts of the show that you can access at iTunes or www.xfm.co.uk. They're kind of edited highlights with extra stuff as well. But we've been following their activity in the charts. They've been in the top 10. But this week...
I'm sort of obsessed by their progress.
Yeah, we've never been in a chart
before. We've never been in a chart.
And they've been at number 5, which is pretty good. But, Adam, well, you're saying they've gone down to number 8?
There's a little bit of a slippage this
They've
week.
Gone down to number 8 and they've been overtaken by a French course.
Well, I tell you what, we're battling at the moment with Scott Mills. Mm. We keep, like, edging each other up and down the chart.
It's like an arm wrestling match.
With Scott Mills. And also Tom York, there's a sort of EPK for... EPK... by which I mean sort of electronic press kit, yeah. All about...
Like a little sample of his new album.
Samples and interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
Quite good, actually.
Yeah.
For his new album, The Eraser. Also, there's a whole EPK thing for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
Quite boring. And there's like language courses.
Yeah, but the language courses are very useful.
Yeah, I know.
Man, if we're even next to a language course, then I think that's a victory.
Do you think so?
Yeah, we should look on the positive side.
All right, then.
But listen, this text competition, we've been asking you to text in your most pathetic crimes. And as we here on the Adam and Joe radio show like to discourage any kind of law-breaking or illegal activity, our winner is going to be... what's his name?
Depeche.
Depeche, hello.
Are you actually from Depeche Mode?
I haven't heard that one before, ever.
Have you not?
Of
nice, I'm the king. Oh.
Yeah, anyway.
So listen, what we liked about your story, Depeche, is that you're standing up for truth and justice, aren't you? Because your brother tried to steal
exactly
something.
Exactly like Batman did.
Yeah, so tell us what happened.
We were kids in town for clothes.
Hang on, you cut out there. You were shopping in town for clothes?
Like kids do, you know, you're going back to school...
Oh, Depeche, you're sort of coming in and out of focus there a little bit.
What are you doing?
Where are you? Are you in a spinning metal box in there?
Yes.
Get out of the box, man.
Tell your story in two word chunks kind of thing. Give us a couple of words.
Okay, my brother stole some sweets from a pick and mix.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was bad.
Yeah.
So I told on him to my parents.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we can't have this. You better go back, leave an anonymous note... and put 4p down and say what you stole.
So you told on your brother for stealing 4p worth of sweets,
exactly.
And you were happy that he got made to go back.
Well, when does it stop?
Well, exactly. It's a slippery slope.
How old were you, Depeche?
About, I don't know, 5 or 6.
And how old was your brother?
A couple years older. So.
No way. He was older. Did he beat the hell out of you afterwards?
No. I think he thought I was, you know... keeping him on straight and narrow, and you appreciate it in the long term.
And has this kind of relationship between you and your brother, has it played out in? I mean, how old are you now?
I'm 23.
And so your brother's a couple of years younger. What are you doing now?
A couple
now?
Years older.
Older, sorry.
Older. What am I doing?
Yeah, what do you do for a living, or are you a student, or...?
I work.
You what? You're a wire?
It's gone again. He's a wire. He's a professional wire.
What are you?
Okay.
Oh, jeepers creepers. He's a robot
Depeche.
Man. Anyway, Depeche, you win. What does he win?
Well, he wins anything he wants, really. He could win tickets to Antenna.
What do you want to win, Depeche? The what?
What's on offer?
Well, you don't happen to be a Tortoise fan, do you, Depeche?
Not really, no.
Do you want to go and see Antenna at the NFT, the video game festival? Pop Video Festival.
Have you got any free DVDs or CDs?
He wants free stuff. You can't blame the man.
Tell you what, have you got a PSP, Dinesh?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I was going to give you a game. We can't. Can we give him the PSP?
Go on.
For being a grass.
For being a grass. What sort of
seems a bit much,
standard,
doesn't it?
With that set.
Well, I don't know.
Go on.
All right,
we
come on.
We better now that we've dangled
Depeche,
it.
Depeche, it's your lucky day. You've got the PSP.
And like, it would make up for us encouraging animal accidents.
I'll also let my brother have it.
That's true, man. You should share it with your brother.
Yeah,
seeing as,
yeah.
I mean, he won it for you. He had to write the note and everything.
Exactly.
So thanks a lot for calling in. Can you do some demonstrative kind of screaming and shouting as if this is the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Whoop.
No, that's right. Come on, literally, seriously, jump around, make a fool of yourself.
Yeah! No, not that.
That was it. He did it. He did it. He did it. There
thanks
we go. Well, enjoy your Sony PSP.
Oh, cheers, guys.
Pleasure.
Have a good weekend.
You too, mate.
This is Adam and Joe here on XFM. It's going to be news time very shortly. First, here's the adverts. We'll be back with you for the X List in just a few minutes.
XFM. Up to date. That's it.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Thanks very much indeed.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks, Adam.
That was the most wonderful news I've ever heard about the Big Brother thing. This is Adam and Joe on XFM, and it's time for the X List. Let's kick it off right now with Alabama 3. That's Alabama 3 with Woke Up This Morning, also, of course, known to many people as the theme tune from The Sopranos.
Really? But they do they sing it? Do they sing, or is it an instrumental on The Sopranos?
No, they sing. The track cuts off about halfway through on The Sopranos.
Sounds like the Wurzels. It's morning.
That's right. Mm. I got myself a gun. I think they might be British, the Alabama 3.
Really?
I think they're some of these people who are just sort of fascinated by Americana. Could be wrong about that. But that's possibly the reason for the Wurzels feel.
Yes, this is Adam and Joe on XFM. We're here for another 53 minutes, and it is X-List time. Every record we play for the rest of the show is requested by you, so text 83XFM with your requests.
We have a caller on the line right now who has a request for us. Hello, who's there?
Louis.
Hello, Louis, how are you doing?
Not bad, mate, you all
right? Yeah, very good. What are you up to?
Dossing.
Dossing. Are you actually in a bin?
No.
Whereabouts are you dossing?
Just to my room at home.
Okay.
In your room.
What do you got planned for? It's a nice day, man. Why aren't you out flying a kite or hitting a ball with a stick?
I'm a nightman. Really.
Are you?
A nightman. I'm interested in your room. What's your room like?
It's like a little box with loads of music posters and...
Is it? What posters have you got?
Got Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon
nice.
Album cover.
Nice.
Got Led Zeppelin 3 album cover on the wall.
Nice.
What sort of stuff have you got scattered around the floor there? Have you got any bits of musical equipment or...
An Xbox.
Xbox, nice.
Got an acoustic guitar.
Wow, this sounds like an amazing... It sounds like the room of my dreams.
Yeah.
Lots of whiskey. Oh, dear.
Whiskey.
Lots of whiskey. That looks like a proper rock box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What sort of stuff do you play on your guitar? Do you make your own songs up, or do you just...
I've made some of my own stuff up, yeah, I have.
Yeah. Do you want to give us a quick blast?
No.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen, do you own a PSP?
I don't, no.
Oh, otherwise we'd send you a game. We've got these Loco Roco games to give away.
Oh, man.
There's a T-shirt in there as well. Do you want one anyway, and you can give it to someone?
Yeah, go on, then.
All right, we'll send you one of those. What's your request?
It's Aerosmith. I don't want to miss a thing.
Okay, Louis, this one is going out to you. Thanks a lot for your call.
Cheers, mate.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Thank you.
Here's Aerosmith. I could stay awake just to hear you.
No. So there's a big meteorite is coming to Earth. What are we going to do about it?
We're going to send Bruce Willis up. He's going to drill a hole in it.
He's going to drill a hole in the meteorite.
Yeah.
It's going to go on for ages.
Only if he can never pay taxes ever again.
So, you're tuned in to Fab FM.
Listen, no disrespect, Louis, but we've had to intervene on that. Because we just don't know whether we can condone the theme from Armageddon on the Adam and Joe radio show.
No, exactly. I mean, it's a step away from playing Everything I Do It For You by Bryan Adams,
yeah.
Isn't it?
I don't understand. Louis, you've got posters of Led Zeppelin, the Floyd up on the wall. How can that fit into your listening spectrum?
Well, maybe he... Yeah, it can. It does fit.
Does it?
Yeah, there's only a few degrees of separation.
Between, what, the Floyd and the Smith?
Yeah, you know, there's something...
If you'd
Floyd.
Requested Love in an Elevator, that would have been different. Giving it up as I'm going down. That's a song.
We should play some Pink Floyd later on in memory of Sid, you know, who died this week.
He did. That was very sad.
It is sad. It's one of those deaths that you really genuinely feel... Not that he was particularly visible because he secreted himself in Cambridge.
He secreted himself?
Yeah.
In Cambridge?
He made himself
secret. He was a recluse, wasn't he? He was just living at home.
Yeah, for the last 30
years. A bit like Louis.
That's right.
Yeah, with a guitar, some whiskey bottles.
Listening to a bit of Aerosmith.
A couple of Floyd posters on the wall.
That's right.
Probably not.
Yeah, perhaps not. Anyway, yeah, let's dig out some Pink Floyd, some early Pink Floyd to play. For Sid, you know, he would have appreciated that. He loved our show. Now, let's play a track right now. This is Tenacious D.
Oh, yeah.
And this is going out to Mick in Catford.
What is it? What's Mick chosen? Which one? Not the Sasquatch song. I like the Sasquatch
Things
song.
Things I Want.
Well, that's probably good. Tenacious D, they've got a movie coming out. It's called The Pick of Destiny. There was a sneaky, illegal online review, and apparently it's awesome.
Oh, brilliant.
It's kind of like a musical. And the idea is that there's a magical guitar pick that if you look in every photo in the history of great bands, the lead guitarist always has this one magic
the
guitar
magic pick.
And they go in search of it. It's supposed to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to it.
Feature-length, proper feature-length film.
A feature-length film.
Oh, that's fantastic. And is that better or worse than Nacho Libre, which I hear is okay, but not amazing?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Nacho Libre.
Yeah, you got to be pro-black, don't you?
Yeah, I'm sure it's great.
Well, this one is going out to Mike in Catford. He's doing a bit of painting. So, Mike, enjoy this while you paint.
Wowza. That's Tenacious D. We're a bit worried about the language he was using in that song. Was he talking about ships?
Yeah, it was all about ships. Oh, you want some cool ships?
Yeah, that's slightly worrying.
Don't worry about it. We wouldn't play anything with bad language in it on because it's a family show.
Exactly.
And we don't really... You know, my son got back from school the other day using some very colourful language.
Really?
Yeah. He used the SH1T word.
Did he?
Yeah. And then afterwards he said, "Oh, pardon my French."
Oh, that's good. He's good.
Like, he's picked it up from someone. Here's the way I think it
pardon
got to him.
Pardon my French. That's this only...
He didn't say pardon my French. I said, "Frank, what did you just say?" He said, "Oh, it's okay, it's French."
Wow.
So I think what's happened is that somebody's mum has sworn and said, "Oh, pardon
my
French."
That's exactly right.
And then her son has got to the school.
You want to give that mum a talking to?
Well, I think I know who it might be as
really?
Well. Yeah, when
Do
I'm
you?
Dropping Frank off sometimes.
Maybe you'll get angry with her and then it'll turn into something hot.
There's a foul-mouthed mum. Right, yeah, because she's got a potty mouth.
Yeah.
And she's just a pent-up
and it'll go
volcano.
All it'll go all disclosure.
Outside the school gate. I couldn't believe it, though. You know, when a three-and-a-half-year-old starts using the S word,
that was going to hell in a handcart.
You know, it blows your mind. I think, you know, I tried not to overreact because otherwise he would just think, "Oh, I'm onto something here," and then it'd be effing and blinding all over.
Yeah,
the shop.
Someone's texted in. Gosh, this song swears a lot for midday.
Yeah, it
so
does.
Maybe there was. We'd like to introduce you to our producer, Xanthi. Hello, Xanthi.
She's going to be taking a long break. she's going to be looking for work. If you want a producer at all for your radio show, do give her a call. You know, even if it's just a podcast and you're doing it from your bedroom.
But, you know, we're still not sure whether that... We think it might have been about ships.
No, it was an American song. He's an American man.
Yeah, so, but we do apologise if anybody misheard that
and was
in any way offended. We sincerely apologise. It was an accident of rock. In the world of rock, you never know what's going to happen.
An accident of rock. We'll be back shortly.
XFM.
It's like the choir of rock.
Yeah, I'd like to hear kids sing that at school.
Blink 182 with Feeling This. That was dedicated to Alex in Cheshunt. Is that how you pronounce that? Or is it Cheshunt?
Dunno.
Chesney Hunt. Chesney Search. That was for Alex, anyway. We've got some great music coming up, folks.
Yeah, this is the request. We're midway through the request hour of the show, so keep your requests coming in to 83XFM. We've still got some copies of this game, Loco Roco, the PSP game. It looks great.
Have you played it before?
I haven't, because my PSP's bust.
Is it?
Yeah, the little slot where you put the game in broke. I'm going to have to get it mended.
Oh, no.
But I did. I bought it. Did I buy it? I think I bought it. Did we get sent it? I can't remember.
I'd like one of those,
But it's really pretty. It's got lovely little blobby men with smiley faces. And it's supposed to be a great game.
And we've got so much stuff to give away. We're overwhelmed with freeness.
So, yeah, so why don't people call in with your requests? 0871-222-1049, and you'll be guaranteed a prize if you call in with a request that we can satisfy.
And you get through, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to you. We've got tickets to Antenna to give away. Antenna, the marvellous video music festival. Well, it's kind of a festival, isn't it? It's just an evening of...
It's a screening of music videos, but it's great. It happens regularly at the NFT. They show all the best, most cutting-edge videos.
July 20th is the next one. If you don't get through and win tickets for that, you can always buy tickets there, £8.60, from the NFT box office. and it's an amazing evening. Well worth it. Also, I've still got my Tortoise tickets to give away, if there are any Tortoise fans out there. All right, fair enough. I can appreciate that maybe this
is small in number.
You know. But it's an amazing album. Millions Now Living Will Never Die. It's one of the key albums of all time.
Yeah, and if you're a Red Hot Chili Pepper fan, we should tell you that more tickets have just been made available for their gigs tonight and on Monday and Tuesday at Earl's Court. So if you are unable to get your hands on any and now want to get some, they're available and you can get them through the XFM Exchange. You just call our main number 0871 222 1049 and select XFM Exchange.
But now let's play a song by the Pixies. This is going out to Lee. He's doing the washing up. Lee, I hope you enjoy this. It's Gigantic. Fantastic. Pixies with Gigantic. If you're a Pixies fan, you know, you should check out this little book. They've got them in sort of record stores. They're like little pocket-sized books, all about, like a whole book about a classic album. You know, Pet Sounds or Pixies, Doolittle is a good one. In fact, the one on Pixies, Doolittle, is brilliant. It's really good. And I've read a few of the other ones and they're not quite so good. The one about OK Computer is the most pretentious thing I've ever read. In fact, I might bring it in a few weeks. Excess.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because it is absolutely ludicrous and it just makes you want to never listen to Radiohead again, which is a real shame. But yeah, I recommend the Pixies one if you're a fan. It's really, really well written and really enjoyable and informative. Now, we have someone on the line who wants to make a request. And what's
his name?
Sean.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
How you doing?
We're doing fine. How are you enjoying the show today, Sean?
It's great. It's nice to hear it since the day of the day.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say. Yeah, I've got some news for listeners who are excited about the show, a couple of them out there. In a few weeks' time, Sean, this might excite you as well. You know we're gonna launch a new idea in the X List, right?
Yeah.
We're formulating it now. We're gonna kind of redesign the X List hour, and we're gonna have a kind of a mystery competition thing going on.
It's gonna be amazing.
It'll probably just last for 1 week and be a disaster.
It'll change the face of radio.
Do you think that sounds exciting, Sean?
That does indeed. Very exciting.
Yeah, we can't give any other information. Scientists, radio game show scientists, are working on it at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. It's using some very new technology that we can't really speak about. But Sean, what are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, working.
What's your job?
Builder.
Doing a bit of building.
What are you building?
Building. I'm doing a bathroom.
Oh, not another bathroom.
Yeah, another bathroom.
Yeah, surely there's enough bathrooms around. It sounds very echoey, your bathroom.
Yeah, it's an empty space at the moment.
Yeah. Well, listen, have a good time in the bathroom. And what are you requesting?
I was after The Cure, In Between Days.
We have it for you here. Enjoy this, Sean. Cheers, thanks for calling in. The Cure, with In Between Days.
You know, I like... What's the lead singer of The Cure called?
Robert Smith.
There we go. I like the fact that he still wears all that stuff, doesn't he?
He looks exactly the same.
Yeah, but do you think as he gets older, it's going to start looking increasingly freakish?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because at the moment, it kind of hides any aging with a kind of kabuki-type mask, right? Because he pales himself up. Uh-huh. But when he gets old enough for the wrinkles to really have an impact, it's going to start to look very odd, isn't it?
He'll look like a big, scary clown.
Yeah.
Well, he does already.
Yeah, but in a kind of cool way. Maybe it'll be even cooler.
I think it will. He's one of those people who's just in his own little box, and he's going to carry on just getting cobwebs and stuff.
Sometimes it's depressing when your people you really admire start to get old. Like, I was looking at Paul Weller playing in Tea in the Park last night. I think it was Tea in the Park.
He's pretty craggy, isn't he?
He's quite craggy. I mean, still a very good-looking and brilliant guy. But I don't know, it makes me a bit sad.
David Bowie's looking craggy.
David.
Well, he's old and he smokes so many cigs. You know, what's he expect?
Ciggies.
You shouldn't smoke the cigs. They'll immediately make you go all craggy. Okay, we've got a few more requests coming up before the end of our spot here on XFM this afternoon. But first, we got to play some more ads. Now I'm going to tease the ads, Joe.
All right. What have we got coming up?
Are you into cycling?
I love to cycle.
We got a cycling ad.
Well, how can you advertise cycling? Is that like a public information?
We're going to find out. It just says cycling.
Right.
it says Da Vinci.
Yeah.
Da Vinci Payt. PAYT. Don't know what that is.
It's a new type of pate. a Da Vinci Code pâté.
I think it might be a something to do with Vodafone.
No, no, they're launching a new Da Vinci Code pâté.
Da Vinci pâté?
Yeah, everyone's into the Da Vinci Code. Kids love pâté. Yeah. XFM listeners love a bit of pâté.
There's a promo for Celebrity Love Island.
Right.
Tonight, even though it's just called Love Island now.
Yeah, because it hasn't really got celebrities.
They don't really qualify as celebrities.
But that's good. That's good stuff.
That's coming up.
What else have we got?
Something about the blood group O.
An advert for the blood group O.
Yeah.
Everyone whose blood is blood group O has clubbed together. They've all put a pound in a bucket, and now they can afford one advert on XFM.
Also,
it's probably a song all about how great people with the blood group O are.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, just to boost their self-esteem.
What's your blood group?
O.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. It's probably O.
And also there's a Foster's ad. You know,
really? Yeah, oh, that's the one. The one's about, you know, we want it to be cloudy in Australia.
Yeah.
And who would want it to be cloudy?
Because they hate the sunshine.
Because it makes
their beer warm.
Yeah.
And to an Australian, that's the worst thing that can happen to you. So listen, enjoy these folks. We'll be back soon. XFM. That's Weezer with Buddy Holly. Going out to Paul Brampton and Sophie. Hope you enjoyed that one, Paul and Sophie. It's always a pleasure to hear. A lovely slice of Weezer. This is Adam and Joe coming into the last quarter of an hour of our Saturday afternoon show here on XFM. And we were saying earlier on that we've got some amazing, amazing ideas for how to jazz this final X-List hour up.
We've been given the okay, the green light by the guy that runs XFM to make it more our own.
Mm.
You know, we can give it a new name and maybe introduce an element of competition.
Competition.
Yeah, maybe theme the songs. But what I think it's going to have something to do with there being like a big prize
in a box.
And that prize being a mystery.
Mystery prize.
And then we can't give too much away, but it's going to revolutionise this final hour of the show. You know, when we used to do our old show, we had Ditties in the Dock.
That's right.
Towards the end. And ever since we stopped doing that, I don't know, I feel the show's lost a bit of momentum.
There's a little gap at the end, isn't there?
There's a little gap.
But you see, Ditties in the Dock is redundant now because we can play, you know, all the listeners can request whatever they like.
Yeah, but we're going to try and recapture that magic and extend it to an hour. It's going to be amazing, but that's not for 2 or 3 weeks.
No, because it's taking a lot of work. Scientists, that kind of thing, are slaving over it. We've got a song by The Clash right now, and this is going to be dedicated to Mike in Lewisham. Where is Lewisham?
Lewisham is in the south of London, Adam.
Is it near Croydon?
Yes, it is.
That is the worst part of London.
Don't say that. It's lovely.
I was going to qualify that.
Okay, it better be good.
To drive through.
To drive through. Well, fair enough.
You know?
On your way to IKEA, probably.
To IKEA or Brighton. You know, if you're having a weekend jaunt to Brighton and you have to get out through Croydon. Oh, it's a nightmare. I've never been through Croydon when the traffic hasn't been just at a complete standstill.
There's probably some listeners sitting in that traffic right now.
Hey, well, if you are, this is London calling. No, I pressed the wrong. It was going to be so great. I was going to say, this is London Court, like a real DJ.
Do it again. Do it again.
And then it would have gone, bap, bap, bap,
do
bap,
it, do
bap,
it again. Then.
So I haven't even lined it up. It's a nightmare. Which CD is it? It's ruined. I'm going to have to do it next one.
I can't believe it.
I was going to be so good. I would have got a Sony Award. Everything would have been brilliant. Instead, we're going to play The Presidents of the USA. I've got fond memories of this song because this is when we used to do our show, The Adam and Joe Show. Mm. I remember getting my dad to sing a lot of pop songs. We never actually ended up using any of those bits. But one of the ones we made him sing was Peaches.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? He was good.
Moving to the country, I'm going to eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm going to eat a lot of peaches.
Made me chuckle. Anyway, here's the President of the USA. This is going out to Sarah in Sutton, or maybe she's called Sarah Sutton. I don't know. I hope you enjoy this, Sarah.
Moving to the country, I'm going to eat a lot of
peaches by Presidents of the USA, Adam Buxton and Joe Cornish here on XFM. And now it's time for me to play The Clash. This one, going out to Mike in Lewisham.
Do that link again, man. Do that. Do it again.
Do the whole thing.
Yeah, no, not the whole link. The end bit. The one you were attempting to do before.
Okay, Mike in Lewisham. If you're stuck, or for anyone stuck in traffic in Croydon, this is London calling.
There we go. That's The Clash with London Calling. This is the very end of the Adam and Joe radio show. We've been here since 10 a.m. We're about to leave you. You know, if he lives by the river,
mm-hmm.
he's in a very expensive property. He's probably neighbours with Jeffrey Archer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But he's in trouble because of the flooding.
Yeah, the flood risk is high.
You know, if you look at the cover of Tom York's new album, The Eraser, you'll see what's in store for London Town, and it doesn't look good. It's all done in woodcuts.
Xanthi, stop it, please. She's fiddling with my computer. One or two people have texted in claiming that Adam's wrong about Lewisham and Croydon not being near each other.
No, are near each other.
Yeah, that's right, are near each other. People have been saying they're miles away, but that's not true. Lewisham and Croydon almost connect. It's like a circle. Bromley, Croydon, Sutton, Merton, Lambeth, Lewisham. They all kind of intersect, so you do drive straight through Lewisham to Croydon. So you're wrong!
Yes! Victory!
Yeah, we're
in
right.
In your
for
face!
Once.
In your... It's right next to Croydon, so drive
it's not
that
next to it. They're kind of the tips join.
The tips join!
Got touching tips.
Yeah, they're fairly
near. But you
near.
Were right, Adam.
Yeah, exactly.
So don't let those texters grind you down with their exactly. silly... thumbs.
Your thumbs is in the face. Well, that's pretty much it for the show. Usual reminder, you know, don't forget, if you've enjoyed the show, even if you haven't, consider what it would be like if the best bits of the show were condensed into an amazing, delicious, around about 20-minute chunk that was completely free to download and you could listen to whenever you liked on your computer or MP3 player. You don't even need iTunes to download the Adam and Joe podcast, because that's what I'm talking about. You can just go to the XFM website where you'll find it there. You can download it easily there, or you can download it through iTunes and you can subscribe. And every week, more or less, a new show with extra bits as well, created exclusively for the podcast, will just kind of appear like a pixie with a box of gold in your computer, all right? So why not investigate the Adam and Joe podcast right now? We're going to leave you with a song dedicated to Syd Barrett from Pink Floyd, who passed away this week. Very sad to hear that he did so. And so this is for all you Pink Floyd fans and for Syd. This is Adam and Joe saying goodbye. We love you.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.